Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you, so please give us a call. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you was going to call us, or if you were afraid to call us, I may say, if I can retract that, you can always email us your questions, comments, concerns to smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, whatever, we'll answer. If you social network, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get in, and myself or
Mr. J.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say his name. I was going to call it something else, but then I said, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do that. Him or I can let you in. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. If you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room here. And after the show, if you go to our Smooth Drama site at smoothdrama.com, we have the chat room open, and we have a post-show chat. That's what we do. And my first thing, talking about chatting, the Impossible Burger. I'm hurt.
I know you are.
I like the Impossible Burger. And now I can't like it no more. Because the Impossible Burger, for those of you who don't know, Burger King made the meatless burger. Come to find out that, it's 30 calories lighter than the original Whopper. But, unfortunately, it's no good for you because it is gene spliced with soybean extract and yeast and has a whole lot of estrogen. Like they're trying to make me have to steal Brown Sugar's bras if I eat the Impossible Burger. So this takes that whole we want to feminize you to a whole other level. 18 million times more estrogen than the regular Whopper. So
18 times. Wow.
So now, I can't eat the Impossible Burger no more. It makes you look at, if you are looking at vegan cuisine, you kind of have to know what's on the sticker, because a lot of stuff with the estrogen, it makes you grow in titties. And I don't want titties. Unless I'm actually holding them. But that's a whole other different conversation. Has nothing to do with me growing titties and needing a bra. And being on that commercial that the people over at GoTopless.org are always talking about. This guy, he is out there with no shirt on. Why can't we be? And I still have no argument for it. Male titties.
What, why we can't be? Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I mean, it's one of those things you some men can't do anything about. I mean, it's just all it is fat. So.
But you can do something about fat.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, though. Like, if usually if you have that, you're not working out. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
You know, unless you actually have. I know a few men, and it's a hormonal issue. Hormonal issue.
Yeah, because you eat hormonal food.
Yeah.
You still have control over it. Just
true.
Got a while. Because you think you're eating healthy, but eventually you'll be buying a bra. Or you'll just be I have titties. We're gonna move off of male titties and Japan was like, you know what, we trying to recruit for our Navy, and so you know what Japan did, because I guess they offered free Wi-Fi. We got Wi-Fi on our ships. You join the Japanese.
They're going to have free Wi-Fi on the naval ship, so people will join the Navy.
Yeah.
So then I want to know, does it say how expensive the Wi-Fi is? Like, say you're just a civilian? Or Wi-Fi?
No. This is for the Navy.
So nobody else has Wi-Fi then?
No, they have Wi-Fi. No, they're saying because generally on these ships they don't have Wi-Fi, right? It's
okay,
military.
Okay.
They're there to like blow people up. And then in lieu of the fact that there may be some coming conflicts, they're trying to recruit and they're saying, hey, look, we got Wi-Fi. So at least if you're gonna die, you can die on Facebook Live.
And see, that's why I'm asking these questions, because I'm trying to see like how that is an incentive. So that's why I was asking, do they just not have Wi-Fi at all? Is Wi-Fi very expensive in Japan? Like, why is that an incentive for me to join the Navy or any military service?
Okay. Well, there were some people who complained on the aircraft carrier about a lack of internet during a recent trip to the Philippines. And they're like, you know what? We're going to get some Wi-Fi so they won't complain. Hey, happy soldiers. Go out and kill people more effectively.
Like, and your biggest concern is Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Don't worry about body armor and whether
whether you live, you die, protecting your fellow man, I don't know.
Wi-Fi.
Not shooting the wrong, no friendly fire, you know?
Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yep. Just in case you didn't know, Wi-Fi.
Mm.
That's the most important thing going out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Speaking of important stuff, so you know, there was a guy in he woke up to find that a dude was sucking his toes. Florida.
Okay. Well, of course. I didn't think you needed to say, but all right.
Yeah.
The only other place I can think of that happening is like a foreign country. But in the United States, yeah, Florida.
I thought maybe we could talk about the details, but I'm like, do we really need to talk about the details of a dude breaking in to somebody's house so he can suck their toes?
I mean, kind of, sort of, because, you know, things like this always fascinate. I'm just so fascinated, like, what drives, what motivates people to do things like that? Like, how do you even begin to think, let me break into somebody's house and set their toes? You know, even if it was a man doing it to a woman or a woman doing it to a man, I mean, you know, why am I breaking into this person's house to do that?
Well, I think you would, you probably couldn't get that from an article. You probably had to ask them, like, why would you break into suck on their toes?
I'm just fascinated by it. Yeah, I'm just like, why? You know.
Yeah, it makes.
No judgment. I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
I'm judging.
Yeah.
I'm judging. Yeah.
You're judging?
I'm judging.
You know, I used to be very judgmental, but in today's time, it's too stressful.
I don't think it's being judgmental. I'm just saying. So, you break into somebody's house to suck their toes. I don't know if there's anything that you can say to an individual like that or say about them that's rational. Because you can't rationalize
No,
it.
They're irrational. No,
they're going to say something really stupid and you're going to be like, see, why did I even ask?
True.
So.
Yeah, because the answer is going to be futile, so it's not gonna make a difference either way.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's one of those things. You know?
Yeah.
So it's the reason why, like, there's a new robotic companion for single people called Peebo.
As in Bryson?
With service in mind. No, not related
with
to
what?
People. No. No, it can act as an alarm clock. Play music, do news, take pictures, all that stuff. All the stuff that the snitches in your house do already, Alexa and Siri and all them. But this one actually, like, moves around and you can, like, train it and stuff. For those pathetic people who feel the need to converse with artificial intelligence as opposed to
is that pathetic though? I mean, because loneliness is like for real. That's like real.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so being lonely and finding something to curb the loneliness, that's not necessarily pathetic though.
I'm saying why we can't make friends.
Some people can. Making friends is hard when you're an adult.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
That is hard.
Yeah, it is extremely difficult, no doubt.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, if you have to do the doll thing, if you have to, it's like the people who have blow up dolls as companions. It's kind of pathetic to me.
Well, if you have a blow-up doll, I think that's more of like a sexual type thing. You know, that's a fetish to me.
Okay.
As opposed to, like, you getting a robot and that's just like someone, you know, like you know, like some people have the TV on, even though they don't watch it, it's just noise in the house. They don't like the silence if they're by themselves.
Okay,
so you know.
You're saying, in other words, it's all right if you have a robot as your friend. You're talking. It's like if you're talking to Siri, right? You're cool with that?
Like having a full blown conversation? You know, I don't particularly care for Siri because Siri never knows. I ask Siri questions and she never knows the answer. Sorry, but I don't talk to her too often.
Okay. So talking to this robot won't know anything either. But y'all having that full blown conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to at least have a, you know, listen to someone or see someone have a conversation before I, you know, just discount it altogether.
Right. Well, all I'm saying.
I think if it curbs loneliness for people and people have, you know, anxiety. You know, there's some people who have agoraphobia where they can't leave the house. You know, that's a sad life.
Right. So go outside.
Anything that brings joy. No, if they can't
go
outside because they have a fear of going outside.
Okay. Well, all right.
Some people don't like people.
I know. But that's the problem. But those are the people who are extremely lonely and they don't like people. But then they complain about being lonely. You can't have it both ways. You got to take a chance.
So now I'm going to buy me this robot because it's going to help me out.
Okay.
But, you know, inside of us, we inherently have a desire to connect.
Right. So go connect.
So...
Go connect.
But I'm afraid.
Go make a friend.
I get anxious.
Go be that person that talk to strangers and have weird conversations. And then you can just go home. You know what? I had my weird conversation for the day, and that's it. Creep some folks out.
I mean, that's
you can
true,
creep some folks out.
You know, that's nice that you said that because I was just thinking, like, how you used to see, like, older people out, and you don't anymore. You know, because older people, like, you know, an older person in their 60s, you know, depending on their health issues, maybe their 70s, and they would just have random conversations with people walking down the street, sitting at the bus stop, in the doctor's office, and you rarely see that now.
Mm. All right, well, we'll get back to this because I still think... This is Black Star, because we're going to take a break. This is Black Star definition.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of mercy, all night and in central. Follow me now, and say hi, Jake, get your rolling hip hop. Say, Jay Roll, get your rolling hip hop. Read the definition, say you're rolling hip hop. From the first to the last of it, delivering your passion, that you're holding out to half of it, forecasting after map of it, project I let them blast away. Accurate as that shit. Me and Polly close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing, we wanna top your master. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather. Connecting like a roundhouse from the townhouse to the tenement to all our Brooklyn residents. Don't a heavy regiment, don't believe here the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Try to take it all, can't believe that. From where they send the crew at to where the police be at. Tell them quality, equality, just tell them what we be at. Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and cash we trust. Cause it's ghetto fabulous, life looks pretty. What a pity, blunts are still 50 cents. It's intense. Treat that design, they can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Polly from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is your hand from misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats are settled away. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body. You must know karate, you think you're full as bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet, like who'd have thought they was fronting. Talking about like you and RCA, get carted away with body parts and trays. What's the way to start your day? Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. Most of it's all in quality. We came to rock it on to the dance floor. Best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, I said 1, 2, 3. It's kind of dangerous to be an MC. This shot's no fun, can't be king. Too much violence in hip hop. Why, oh,
I said my head keep on making it. Brooklyn keep on taking it. So relax. Taking me back, but hope where we're living at. Really got me struggling, I hustle and bubbling. It ain't about production. And what if we discover when the top goes, my crop grows, and they want me to rock flows. Driver for perfection ever since I was a snot nose. Cause I saw two original B-boy apostle standing on a rooftop with a Zulu Gustavo.
You think you the shit? Somebody in the wings will force you to quit. It could be your cruel click, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with. Consider me the entity within the industry without a history. You're fitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats, they hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm still Renault.
Still living with your well water imported from good old 360 milliliters for all the believers and miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. I'm like,
mama. Smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Black Star Definition. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so, summary. Donald Trump. Great week for him, right? Dude tried to start a war so you wouldn't impeach him. He came out and said, hey, since I got elected, cancer, people stopped dying of cancer at a higher rate. Man, he tried to cut disability. All in the same week. Awesome, right?
Very.
Yeah. But that's not what? Even... That's not even the great part. You know, there's a whole other thing that he did, and it's kind of awesome. Even though it don't really have nothing to do with him, there's a new thing coming out in May.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Make Women Great Again Conference.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a...
What is that about?
Well, the premise of the convention, Make Women Great Again, is using a series of lectures given by male speakers who want to teach women the right way to be feminine.
What?
Oh yeah. Tickets to the event cost $1,999. But if you hurry up, 50% off. So you'd only have to pay $9.99. And if you get your $9.99 ticket, you can bring a friend for free. And so what they're offering is they're saying that you can raise your femininity by 500% and give birth to unlimited babies, get in shape, and become the ultimate wife. That's what's on the website.
I'm confused.
No, of course you are. See, because What the site also says is that they blame women's liberation movements for leaving millions of women feeling unhappy, confused, frustrated, and hopeless. So that's why
don't totally disagree with that, but go ahead.
No, that's you. That's it. They want to raise your femininity.
I don't necessarily think I need to pay or any money for that matter. And I definitely don't need a man telling me
how to be feminine.
Yeah, but I don't need a man.
500%. And you'll have the opportunity to give birth to unlimited babies.
Unlimited babies, huh?
Unlimited babies. Like the black people do. Because you know that's white people. Stuff.
Yeah, I'm just
not that they're saying
unlimited baby.
But I'm gonna take an educated guess that the Make Women Great Again conference, it's not gonna be a lot of black women there. It's gonna be some there, right? We know it's going to be like
I'm thinking it's not going to be any women there.
Are you serious?
I would be surprised. I mean, okay. I just don't see in this day and age women like paying for that. Like, this is the, you know, we're pushing back and You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're leaning in more, and we're feminist and using our feminine powers. So the whole idea that it's about men, I mean, I don't understand that.
Men are teaching
us how to be feminine.
Right. Because men know how to teach women how to be women. You ain't figured that out yet.
Okay.
That's how you learn. All that time,
okay.
you thought you was learning how to be a woman from women. Nah, it was a dude, that puppet string the whole time.
Yeah, I thought it was too, that it was naturally in us. I thought it was part of who we were. That's why we were born women, because that's what we were.
You are. So early May, you put that on your calendar. Early May, you can go to the Make Women Great Again convention.
Hopefully they have a video of it on YouTube. I'll watch that. Just to see.
You would?
Yeah, just to see, like, what the nonsense is about.
So what's the over-under?
And I'm not saying I couldn't learn anything. I can't say I couldn't learn, because I'm sure there's something I could learn. I don't think it necessarily would have to do with my femininity, but, you know, I could learn that they're idiots or what not to do. So there's something I could learn.
Yeah, there's definitely something that you can learn. And you get rid of that feeling of unhappiness and confusion and frustration and hopelessness that you've been dealing with all this time.
Now, I will say, now, because I am for, like, women's rights, but I'm not necessarily, like, a feminist. Because I do feel like there is an expectation for us women to, you know, have it all, be it all, do it all. And that's just not possible just as a human being. Something, you know, falls to the wayside and you're left feeling guilty about that. So, but we can talk about something else.
No.
What?
That's it. That's all you got. Fine.
I mean, I have a lot more, but most women don't agree with me, and, you know, I just, you know, and I'm not saying, because I feel like we can do whatever we want to do, but know that, you know, women who have made career choices and they don't have kids and they feel guilty about that. Women who have raised children and didn't do so well in their career are feeling guilty about that. So, you know, I think that that's part of feminism, though.
Well, I would say that if you have healthy kids and they're productive citizens, whatnot, you kind of did well.
I agree, but that's not what society now. Once our kids are older and they're in college or, you know, they're adults, what are you doing with your life?
Well, that's
you know, once
whole,
you're an empty nester, then what?
Yeah, that's a whole
other
thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, you get to reinvent yourself and do whatever you want. But in the meantime, it's that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumbass of the week time. All right. So, our dumbass of the week. Oh, my goodness. This is a dude who worked for Fastenal, which is some company that's based in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they give a $27 gift package. And it was some barbecue sauce in there. The homie was like, "Nah, I ain't do all this for barbecue sauce." He said that in the past, because it's a dude, Mahadi. Anyway, I'm gonna mess it up. So he complained that Fastenal doled out gift boxes filled with candy, beef jerky, cookies, and M&Ms. And that they always appreciated that. And like, I work really hard. He tweeted this stuff. I work really hard. We push really hard to reach our sales goals. And so I felt I gave this company so much, and I felt really disrespected when I was given barbecue sauce as a holiday gift. And to make his point, he tagged Fastenal, the company, in his tweet. What kind of multi-billion dollar company gifts its Canadian employees barbecue sauce as a holiday gift? Yet the U.S. employees stuff their face with an actual holiday gift box because the U.S. employees got the beef jerky and the M&Ms. You never knew M&Ms was that important.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I just, you know, in situations like that, I was just talking to some coworkers about that. We were talking about the Secret Santa and all that stuff, and I'm thinking I might opt out next year. But, yeah, just don't do anything. Give a card and a piece of chocolate. You know what I mean? If you feel like you need to be appreciative, do something like the bare minimum. A generic card and a piece of chocolate.
Yeah, but that wasn't his thing. He's like, hey, they got beef jerky and M&Ms, and we did not. We got barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So they of course fired him. Like, yeah, and we're not giving you your job back either. Stupid. Because he tagged them in the post. I want to let y'all know. I ain't get beef jerky.
You suck.
Right. Y'all suck.
No.
Beef jerky and M&Ms. Didn't know it was that important, did you?
I mean, if I had to choose between barbecue sauce, I would choose an M&M's. I'm choosing M&M's. I don't want barbecue sauce. All right.
Well, I mean, you could just go out and buy your M&M's because you have a job.
True.
M&M's
cost. Company could just not do it. I think to me, I don't think it's about like the money, it's about like appreciating. So if you're going to appreciate me, because that's what a Christmas gift is. It's an appreciation, right? That's what it's supposed to be to me, at least. I don't know. Maybe people think something different. Like when I do Secret Santa, when I do a gift exchange, and, you know, depending on the person I get, whether I'm, you know, because you have different levels of friendship at work or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And depending, like, if I really know that person, they might get a little bit of extra. And I know, they're like, well, you're playing favorites. But no, because I appreciate them. So they might do, you know, something that we have going on personally. So when you have a coworkers, you appreciate your coworkers accordingly.
Okay. But that's – you appreciate your coworkers. They gave –
not your coworkers, your – not your coworkers, I'm sorry, your employees.
Okay, so we gave y'all stuff. It just wasn't what he wanted. And so my thing is, hey, during the holidays, you get chocolate, candies, you get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so just continue the same old, you know.
Some of it, you're like, whatever. And that's just it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
I guess if, like, I would do, there's certain chocolates I don't eat, so I do give away. So I guess if I didn't like the barbecue sauce, I'd just give it away.
Right. Or a novel thought, barbecue. Anyway.
But if it's not my brand of barbecue sauce that I use,
then give it to somebody else.
No, thank you. Yeah.
Right. Give it to somebody else.
But I just feel like if you're going to go, like, think out of the box, be more creative than that.
Well, don't get fired.
Hopefully it was a gourmet.
I
don't think you should get fired. I don't think you should do like that. But hopefully it was like a gourmet that, like, special, like, organic or something, like, kind of special barbecue sauce.
Anyway, it don't matter now because his ass is gone.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, that's sad.
Like,
that's unfortunate.
He didn't like barbecue sauce. That's all we got.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to move on to the hater.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, in Pennsylvania, in the Walmart, they have a bed bug infestation after someone released them in the men's changing room. Apparently, in the Walmart, Supercenter in Robertson Township, west of downtown Pittsburgh. They found a closed pill bottle with live bed bugs crawling inside and reported it to the authorities. They had put it in the boy's jacket, which was for sale.
Go ahead. You're talking about, like, going to extremes. Like, what was that about?
You're a hater.
Is it because they don't like? Oh, but are they hating on Walmart? Are they hating on, like, what are they hating on, though?
You don't know who's going to buy stuff.
Exactly.
First, there's the, you have to actually collect bed bugs to put them in the jar.
That's what first. I was wondering. Can you buy them in the pet store?
I don't think are selling bed bugs.
No, they're not selling bed bugs. Okay.
I don't think that bed bugs are something that you buy, like, oh, look, like people have ants, which I've never understood, but people have bed bugs. Like, hey, look, I got.
Well, you can buy crickets for your lizards. That's
right.
What I was thinking.
I don't think anybody's buying bed bugs.
No, you can't go in the store and say, "Can I get 10 bed bugs, please?"
Yeah, without.
Can I get
10
bed bugs?
Out my store, homie, with that foolishness.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm just saying. I started there. I said they collected bed bugs and put them in a jar. Special right there. And then the fact that they're carrying bed bugs with them on their person to bring to the store so that you can give a stranger bed bugs.
Yeah.
That's some hate right there.
That is. You're hating on humanity, huh?
Yep.
I guess you're just hating on humanity in general.
I got bed bugs that I want to share that love with people.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a word to use. Wow.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hater of the week, because you did that. That just happened.
That's something.
Yep. So, I mean, if you live in that area, can you go to that Walmart?
I probably would never go to that Walmart again, just because, like, how do you know one didn't escape, or like, how do you? Do they have to close the whole Walmart down and do whatever they're going to do to...
Yeah, you have to fumigate it.
Yeah.
I mean, because bed bugs will make you not see your friends forever. Friends
forever?
And family. No, you think about it. So if you found out somebody that you knew, your close family member or a friend, they had bed bugs, would you go see them?
No. But not forever, though. I mean, eventually.
No, I'm just saying. But, I mean, because you have to hear that they took some steps, right?
Oh, yeah. I would have to know that they worked on that, on, you know, getting rid of them, yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's a conversation because I'm asking. You still got them bed bugs?
Right.
Before I come over.
Yeah, because.
We're not going to have no problems with bugs, right?
Right. Because bed bugs is something, there ain't no control. You don't know. And then, boom, you done brought bed bugs to the house.
Oh, exactly.
Nah. I mean, because pretty much you got to burn your stuff down now, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Anyway, we're going to go on break on that hate right there. This is Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom. Sugar, that was Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. You know what time it is, Brown Sugar?
Nope, what time?
It is Groundhog Day time.
Oh, yep, it is.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no. What's that shit that happened again? All right, so Washington, D.C. school apologizes after black kids were asked to portray enslaved people. Elementary school, fifth graders.
Uh-huh.
So, hey, boys and girls, we're going to have a play. And guess what? We'd like for you guys to play slaves. Who wants to volunteer?
Oh.
Hey.
They all raised their hands, didn't they?
Yeah, oh yeah. Hey, Shaquanda, you sure you don't want to play slaves? No? You sure? You make a good slave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it went in the conversation. Because, you know, I don't think it's a lot of black folks that's like, even black kids, like, ooh, I want to play a slave. I always want to play a slave. It's just like, it's in the DNA, like, nah, I'm not raising
you know, it's funny you say this. It's funny you say this because years ago I worked in a school and there was a mix. You know, it was a couple of white girls and it was a couple of black girls. And they, for some reason, I don't know how they got on the game of slaves. I have no clue. But they wanted the white girls to be the master because they were running away from, and the white girls did not want to be the master. They wanted to be the slaves. And they made the black girls be the masters. And they were the slaves. I kid you not.
No.
So, yes, there are people who want to be slaves.
Yeah, because they the ones that get to do all the action.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I mean,
it was
so
a big deal. You know,
so
it was really a big deal for them.
Right, so many slave movies, and you always see the slaves. You never see the masters.
True.
Master come out a couple times, but you all the attention is on the slaves. So,
yeah,
I can see it. Because,
but I think you know, I think for them, you know, the black girls wanted to be the slave because they were black. The white girls did not want to be the master because they were wrong. So they were wrong. They didn't want that pressure of doing something wrong, like having slaves was something that was bad to them. So they didn't. It was an issue. I mean, we had to have a whole little town meeting about it. So. Because they felt that they were, you know, had to be masters because they were white, and that's not fair, and we think slavery was wrong, so why can't we be slaves? And it was a big deal.
Okay.
So I don't know about field trips, going on field trips about slavery, but that's something new.
Well, they always have the little field trips to the plantation.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, like, visiting a plantation, but, like,
I mean,
to actually, like, have to, well, I mean,
nope.
Now they're sort of, like, they're historic, and they're talking about, because, you know, they have plantation weddings.
Okay.
So, and, yeah, so some people are kind of upset about, you know, there's some saying it's disrespectful, you know, to, like, but... because of the beauty of the plantation, you know, with the trees and the, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
That's why they want the wedding there. But some people are saying that it's culturally inappropriate.
Yep, I'm going there with matches.
Yeah.
I'm going there with matches. So, I mean,
you can't start burning people's property down.
Okay.
You can't
I mean, I'm just, I was trying to light my cigarette. You don't smoke. Oh, I forgot the cigarette. So when I lit it, I was like, oh, shit, I don't have a cigarette. And I dropped
it. I threw it down and it right on this porch.
It was an accident.
Okay.
That's it. That's, you know, I go into the bathroom and light a match. I don't see any reason for a plantation. Historical. Yeah, okay. Burn that thing down. But that's just me. That's how I feel about it. I've been wrong before. the other Groundhog Day. Just in case folks think that the only place where they really, really dislike black people are is in the United States. There's a Three Kings Day, also known as Epiphany Day or El Dia de los Reyes. And it's a celebration of the biblical tale revolving around the three kings, or Macti, who brought gifts to Jesus after his birth. So in the Spanish culture, these three kings are meant to represent Asia, the Middle East, and Africa. And so over time, the tradition has evolved to include the black slaves who the Spanish believe accompanied the kings. So they traditionally paint their faces black and their lips red before marching through the towns on January 5th every year.
Hmm.
Yeah, black slaves hand out candy to children and are viewed as similar to Santa's elves. Yeah.
Hmm.
Blackface, really. Yeah. So to all the people that do that and celebrate that tradition, on behalf of me and my portion of Smooth Drama and its listeners, I say fuck you all and everything.
Okay,
you stand.
I can get with that. I can get with that.
Right, so we're 100.
Yeah.
Fuck,
I can
all
support
of
you in that one. Yeah.
Who think that that is a good idea? Blackface, red lips. Yeah, fuck you. And I hope you get diarrhea. The bad diarrhea. All right, I'm
the bad one. There's good diarrhea. There's good one.
So, I'm just saying. Speaking of diarrhea, so Phi Beta Sigma, and those in the Divine Nine community are frustrated. Why are they frustrated, Brown Sugar? They're mad. They're mad at Ralph Lauren, who's selling pants with Greek lettering on them, on the back of the knee, and they retail for about $335.77. And apparently, the Greek organization Phi Beta Sigma are supposed to be, I guess they're the black Greeks.
Mm-hmm.
Socrates rolling over in his grave. But there's the black Greeks who they're upset at Ralph Lauren. And so I was looking at the article and some of the comments where they're talking about there must not be any black representation in Ralph Lauren, saying that even if a person of color was not Greek, they would not have let this slide. This let me know everything I need to know about the lack of melanin in their corporate office. So, we're gonna be grammatically correct. Black Greeks are mad at white people for using Greek symbols that they took because they were trying to be like white people. Did I say that correctly?
Sounds like it.
Okay. I mean, just in case, if you're listening, you catch this. Black Greeks, meaning black people who have appropriated
the fraternity.
Culturally.
Well, they pledged the fraternity.
No, you're culturally.
No, it's not culturally. Not
it
necessarily. They pledged. They
it's
pledged a fraternity.
Appropriation. No, let's get it right. It's
how is it cultural? How is it cultural
Greek.
Appropriation?
It's Greek. They're not Greek.
The only thing Greek about it is the letters. They don't do anything else that has to do with the Greeks. I mean, the only thing Greek about it is the letters that they use and the language. No.
All right.
So, no.
Black Greeks were appropriating, culturally appropriating Greek culture. It's their letters. They're mad.
But it's not that, though.
Okay.
They have taken the Greek letters, the alphabet, and that is it.
Right. That's appropriation.
Well, I mean, it's the same. You could say the same thing. I can't believe you're saying this, because when we talk about when white people wear dreads, you don't have a problem with that. It's like, that's okay.
No.
It's just a hairstyle.
Right.
But you have a problem with black people using Greek letters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
See?
We'll disagree on this one, too.
Here's my problem. What the oppressor does is what the oppressor does. You can't be mad at the oppressor for stealing it. That's what the oppressor do.
Okay.
Now,
so I didn't even think we were talking about that. I thought you were talking now. I thought we changed the subject to cultural appropriation as far as they're using Greek letters.
Isn't that what black folks talk about? Oh, white people, they stole our hip hop. They did this. No, they just do it. They just do it badly, and y'all support it. But you get mad at them for doing it badly, but you support it, and you don't support real hip hop done by your people.
I don't know anything about that, but yeah, I agree with what you're saying as far as that's concerned.
Right. So these dudes mad at, and you know, the people at Ralph Lauren are like, look, y'all stealing our y'all ain't Greek. None of y'all Greek.
I mean, well, the thing about that is it's more or less about the fraternity and not necessarily about the letters. So why not take the white fraternities use Greek letters too? So why not take theirs?
Because they're like,
you know what I'm saying?
They all belong to us. We can take anyone we want because it's ours.
Well, is it Ralph Lauren if he's not Greek? What if he's not Greek?
Yeah, he's white.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what if his nationality, his place of origin, his ethnicity, what if it's not Greek? If he's not from Greece, if he has no Greek in his family, there's nothing that says he's Scottish, let's just say that. So why, if that's the case, if we can only use what is given to us, our birthright, because that's what it is, it would be our birthright, then that's what he should use. So he needs to have a Scottish crest or something then.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to say this in closing.
Okay.
They started it. You're using it. You can't complain.
I agree with that.
On that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue this conversation, we will be on the Smooth Drama site at smoothdrama.com in the chat room. Later. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.